Hey, good morning. Welcome back on to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning. Sam Speck, Deborah Woodall with you live from the KGGF studios, as we're normally joined on Fridays by many of our legislative leaders. Today by Independence Republican Jim Kelly over the phone, normally in studio. But Jim, we're just happy that you could make some time and squeeze us in over the phone. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Sam. I'm glad to be here. Had something come up that have a repair being made at my house, and I thought it was the safest for me to be here and make sure it got done.
Certainly, and it needs to get done, sir.
Because Mrs. Kelly is very impatient, I understand, if things aren't fixed quickly.
Well, maybe not very impatient, but it happens to be one that she wants fixed. So
there you go.
When they told me that I could, they could come, I said, let's do it.
All right, there you go. That's how you keep the wife happy, Jim. Just say, yes, we can do that.
We can do that.
All right, well, what's on your mind this month, Representative?
Well, I mean, of course, this month is kind of a month that is, and maybe next, too, not lots of legislative things going on because everything is revolving around how will the general election turn out, and what kind of new issues will there be, or new directions will there be? So, yesterday, you hope this one will come up legislatively, but I went to Pittsburgh and joined the 169 delegation for the Transportation Vision Task Force meeting in Pittsburgh, and it was a really a good day. It started at 10 and it got over about 3:30, and they had a number of groups that presented, and the 69 task force was really the first one out of the box that got to present, and it went very well, I thought.
Good. And what kind of response did you notice from those on the panel?
Well, you know, it was kind of hard to tell. The panel is big, and there is no question and answer session. I mean, as you watch the panel, there was a number of them that seemed to be nodding in agreement, and of course, Tricia Purdon, the MAC exec, is the chairman of the U.S. 169 Corridor Coalition. So she spoke. I kind of led off a little introduction into it, and she spoke. And we had someone from Monarch Cement speak. We had Chuck Shively spoke from Coffeyville. There was some written and oral testimony, both. And overall on the day, there were like 55 pieces of either written or oral testimony, most of it oral. And, the 169 group brought out the traffic that is on 169, and such a large percent of it, if I remember right, it was around 60% of it is semi-traffic. And they brought out one piece of information Tricia did that I had not seen before, but she found that in truck miles taking goods and all out of Kansas, Montgomery County is the number three county in Kansas behind Johnson and Wyandotte, taking it out with over almost 4.6 million miles of traffic. And Sedgwick County, who you'd think would be up there, was about 1.5 million miles behind Montgomery County in fourth place. So just shows, the truck traffic and the volume that goes out of Montgomery County itself. So I think the 169 coalition was very united this time because there were representatives from all up and down the line, Humboldt, Iola, Chanute, on up to Garnett, that were there, and the projects are the initial projects that were outlined, the two top priorities. One was shoulders on 169 up around Welda and Garnett, which is a high fatality area, and the interchange at 160-169 outside of Independence, which is a high fatality.
Yeah, those shoulders up there near Garnett could make a big difference, I would think.
Yeah, I would think they would too. And then, you know, another thing on the list was for to come up with a design and a plan that would move the 169 traffic, improve the flow, and move it safely through Thayer and Coffeyville. And, you know, the ultimate is to get it on down to the Port of Coosa, because there is some, you know, there's some real transload facility possibilities out in the Coffeyville Airport area that would be a big plus, and this would be a big key to making that happen.
Well, you know, I think sometimes what we lose sight of here in Coffeyville is how close we are to the Port of Coosa, and how close that puts us really to the world in terms of being to import and export items for manufacturing, or even just goods and, you know, agricultural products that we would be able to just ship out very easily. And with the Coffeyville Industrial Park, not only do we have access to trucking, there's also a rail line there.
Right, and that would be, you know, that makes it very attractive, that rail already comes in there, and it's, you know, and most of those are done on short line type railroads, and SKO comes in there, the Watco group, and that is, I mean, that is just a perfect setup. And, of course, had tried for that before, and there was one transload facilities that ended up at Great Bend and Garden City. But, you know, maybe this is one that's developed jointly. But if the highway is a key, and that would be a big plus.
Yeah, just to be able to move stuff quickly, and eventually four-laning that roadway, which is part of the overall plan, is going to be a huge benefit to everyone who uses 169.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, it is kind of like, it'll be like 69 up that goes through Pittsburgh. I mean, it's not it's not a immediate gratification. You hope that you can get, you know, some of these projects that were looked at. I mean, another one was a redesign or an overpass at the K-47 U.S. 169 interchange. And so, but all of those are pieces of the puzzle, and we've got some of the pieces in the work that was done out in the Coffeyville Industrial Park on into a town. That is a piece of the puzzle that's already in place. So, you know, if we can connect where that ends on over to a new 160-169 interchange, and then connect on up to, you know, the area in Cherryville that isn't, and it's going to be one that is going to have to be done pieces at a time from both directions, but hopefully it won't take 70 years like the one 69 has, and it's still not done. So it's got about, I think, 30 or 40 miles left to go on it.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, Jim. I mean, I believe that the more of these pieces we already have in place, the easier it is to get the funding for the rest of that project.
Yeah, and you know, if you can take it in bites, kind of like the 169 corridor committee lined out, they said that they are they they set up some major milestone projects, and so they broke it down into, they had five major milestone projects. And so, you know, if you can take them in pieces and have it define the ones that you hope that they agree and KDOT agrees that what you have suggested is a reasonable approach, you can start making, if nothing else, in some areas, some big safety improvements.
Yeah. So that's kind of where we are on the 169 project right now. What other things are kind of top of mind for you right now, Representative?
Well, I mean, trying to determine what might come up for the next session, depending on the direction of what become key topics, what become hot topics. I'm, of course, want to work on in the healthcare area again, telehealth again, to make some additions to that, other areas of rural healthcare that helps, Coffeyville Regional helps the providers in our area, and all the providers that are in the Montgomery County area, that we try to, you know, keep the direction going positive. Last year there was some funding improvements on reimbursements, and hopefully keep that going the right direction and not a reversal. And telehealth, the bill that went through last year was a first step, and it got us going, and in the pipeline to the insurance companies, and now it'll be just picking out particular services that can be added to that and try to build on it. So that'll be one. I'll have sometime in October a joint committee on pensions that meets every year, and it'll be probably sometime around the end of October, and I am on that. Rich Prale is also on that, so we'll have two of us that represent portions of Montgomery County that will be on that committee, and we haven't seen any agenda on it, but that'll probably try to lay out the direction of things that might be looked at next session. And this, you know, this attending this joint meeting on highways, hopefully highways will can keep some money in there and start making some progress on preservation and on improvements and taking care of some of the new issues that are around. So right now that's kind of what working on, just taking in the type of information that's coming out. The meetings right now that are taking place, I mean, there's some task force like the highway one. There's a dyslexia task force that's meeting. That was one of the things that came out of the session. There is, of course, there's a big issue that popped up this week on the foster care system again. And there have been hearings on those. They aren't ones that I'll be involved in, but be watching those to see what may come up for next session on that, because I'm sure there will be.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Representative Jim Kelly from Independence. I'm Deborah Woodall. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.